From WFIU Public Media and the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations, welcome to the Moment of Indiana History podcast with your host, Dan Skinner.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from TIAA CREF Tuition Financing, managing independent 529 plan, tomorrow's college tuition today, at i529.org/today.
Preserving history, promoting peace. Charity Dye on this moment of Indiana history. A portrait of the Indiana Historical Commission in 1915 shows eight members in similarly cut suits and a ninth in a broad-rimmed hat, barely peeking above the other's shoulders. Diminutive in stature, Ms. Charity Dye was a major force in the state's centennial celebration, producing historical pageants, addressing over 150 civic and school groups, and organizing a statewide letter exchange for school children. Born in Kentucky in 1849, Charity Dye moved to Indianapolis, where she was graduated from the normal school and went on to teach in the public schools for 37 years. As an English teacher in Shortridge, the city's first free high school, Dye sponsored the student publication The Dawn and established the school's relationship with poet James Whitcomb Riley. An activist for female suffrage and for peace, Dye authored a pamphlet urging the observance of Peace Day in Indiana schools on May 18, 1912. Published by the State Department of Education, the effort was part of a growing peace movement in Indiana and across the U.S. Charity Dye also edited poetry anthologies and wrote historical nonfiction about the Hoosier State. Some Torchbearers in Indiana was her 1917 tribute to notable female figures in Indiana history. Even more readers became acquainted with Charity Dye's byline in the Indianapolis Star, where her Sunday column promised tidbits of Indiana history entertainingly told. This Moment of Indiana History is a production of the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. More information is available online at momentofindianahistory.org.